We're back on the Farm Show on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9, and it's time to check in with Scott Ramel from the Minnesota DNR. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, good morning. Welcome to winter, huh?
Yeah.
What a change the last couple of days.
You know, we got spoiled the last week, you know, how above average everything was, and now we're going to be below average, and old man winter reminding us who's in charge right now, I think.
Most certainly, and you know, although that may be a shock to our system, it's pretty good if you're a pheasant hunter or an ice angler.
Yes, that it definitely is. I know the colder it gets, we actually want to get some ice on those lakes for those guys that want to go fishing.
Well, up in northern Minnesota, Red Lake, Lake of the Woods, they've been fishing up there for 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And obviously, we could fish in a boat here until a couple days ago. But now we're going to be forming ice. And with ice coming on the lakes, it's important to go over those reminders for ice safety.
All right. So what kind of things do people need to be aware of if they're going out? This is especially good for those people who are maybe going out and trying it for the first time.
Well, and first ice is always where people want to go out because a lot of times you get a better bite. The ice safety standards, though, are wait till there's 4 inches of good, clear ice before you get out there and even start walking. And really, for a snowmobile or ATV, you need 6 to 7 inches. If you're taking a vehicle out there, boy, it's good to have a foot. And just remember that no ice is ever safe ice. Ice conditions can change quickly, and it's important to check ice thicknesses at different places because water flow, wind, things like that can change ice thicknesses over a very, very short area. The other thing is if you go out by yourself, always let someone know where you're at and what your plan is. Because if you do go through the ice, that cold water can incapacitate you in just seconds.
Yeah, it definitely brings, and we talk about the shock even when you're in boating, and you talk about the ice, it's going to be, you know, 10 times worse, if not more so.
It is, and a lot of times when someone goes through the ice, it's not the drowning that kills them, it's hypothermia first, and then they lose their ability to struggle and save themselves. So we want people to go out and have fun. Ice fishing is a great time of year. Just be careful now that we're forming ice to make sure that it's safe.
Now, especially with ice fishing, there are some new rules this year for those who want to bring their fish houses out onto the lake.
Yeah, there is a big change, and that's in the definition of what a portable shelter is. And it's important that anglers know that. In the past, any fish house on wheels was considered a portable shelter if you stayed in it, if it was occupied. And that has changed this year. So now the definition of a portable house or a portable shelter is one that collapses, folds, or is disassembled for transportation. And the wheeled fish houses now need validation, they need a tag, even if you continue to occupy them. So I want to make sure that everybody knows that those wheeled fish houses have become very, very popular. In the past, you didn't need a license for them if you stayed in the house. This year, you do. So just be aware of that.
And now, what kind of fee are they looking at to get those houses licensed?
It's $16 a year, or you can get a 3-year tag for $43.
All right, so you can save a little bit of money going for the long haul there. So definitely a good idea.
Yep, you can. And, you know, and when you look at all of the enjoyment that you can get ice fishing through the winter, your per experience cost is pretty low.
Now, another thing we're thinking about, we don't always necessarily think about during these colder months, but the pheasant hunt's still going on.
It is. And to me, this is the absolute best time of year to hunt pheasants. On December 1, our bag limit increased to 3 birds, so you can shoot 3 roosters now instead of 2, possession limit of 9. And especially with things freezing up now, you're going to be able to get into spots to pheasant hunt that you couldn't earlier. The pheasants have moved into the cattail sloughs and the willow thickets with this cold weather, and a lot of times those are wet. And so with the ice forming, it won't be long and be able to get in there and hunt some birds. There's less hunter pressure this time of year, and it's a great time to get out and stretch your legs, clear your mind, and just enjoy the outdoors.
You know, and like I said, with the cold weather, it's not, you know, you said the hunter pressure is low because not everybody remembering that, you know, you can still be hunting in December for those pheasants and, you know, it's something that kind of escapes your mind as the season changes.
It sure does. Most people have packed away their firearms. They're thinking about the holidays. But, you know, even if you haven't bought a pheasant stamp yet, for $22, you can get a pheasant stamp or get your small game license, $7.50 for a stamp. And that's pretty cheap, a couple of weeks of entertainment. Pheasant season goes to January 1. And like I said, for me, this is the time of year I wait for to hunt pheasants.
So what is it about? I mean, is it just the low hunter pressure that draws you to doing it this time of year?
It is. And with the crops out of the field, the birds are more congregated. And again, you can access some of those areas that you can only get to in December when things freeze up.
All right. Well, Scott, I thank you very much for taking the time to visit us and give us that update and, again, remind people to be safe out there on that ice, especially now as it's starting to form. Be safe and also be updated on what you need to do for those ice houses and enjoy some of the pheasant hunting. So I appreciate you taking the time, Scott.
Hey, you bet. We invite everybody to have fun, stay warm, and be safe. Take care.
All right. That's Scott Ramel from the Minnesota DNR here on the Farm Show. Back after this.